May I have your attention, please? My name is Andy Black, and you need to understand that America's healthcare system is broken. They haven't found a single cure for any disease in over 60 years, even though America spends more money on doctor's visits, prescription drugs, physical therapies, surgeries, and specialists than any other nation on the planet. In spite of all that, America is dead last in ranking of all the industrialized nations. If Americans were living longer and had a higher quality of health than all those nations, that would be great. But the truth is, we are not living longer and we don't feel better. In fact, we have more disease and live considerably shorter lives than they do. Even their overall quality of health is ranked considerably higher than ours. So, thank you for choosing to listen to today's Health Update, the one place you can turn to learn the truth about America's sick care system. Truth is, the pharmaceutical system decided many years ago to never cure another disease. And in back rooms, you can hear them explain that there is simply too much money in treating symptoms of disease to ever release another cure. Today's health update is much more than just physical health. By listening to Roy Williams, you will learn how to support your health naturally, how to avoid using prescription drugs, and how to decrease pain and feel 10 to 15 years younger in just 1 month. Roy also keeps you informed about fake diseases such as COVID, and how to supercharge your immune system naturally, and what is fast becoming his most popular show, Freedom Fridays. So sit back, relax, and listen so you can begin to understand why so many say to Roy, your show is the shortest 30 minutes on the radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another Today's Health Update. Roy Williams here, the guru of good health, the superintendent of supplementation. Hoping you're having an awesome day. You know, a lot of times it is what you make of it. I think people fail to realize that, you know, we are responsible for our own actions. I think people want a bailout today. I think they want to be forgiven for everything they've ever done. And that can happen if you're a believer in the Word of God like I am. There's ways to get forgiveness. You got to be sincere of heart and, you know, have a plan to change your direction. But it is up to you. But, you know, we live in a real confusing world right now. I've said it before and I'll say it again, but everything's upside down. I mean, you can't follow the news media anymore, especially the deep state news media, as I call them, the ABC, CBSs, NBCs, CSNBC, all that. You know, you just can't hardly believe a word that they say. And they're orchestrated. They're orchestrated from the start of the show to the end of the show. And what are they orchestrated to do? To tell a specific story that the deep state, the federal government, the politicians, the powerful organizations like the pharmaceutical industry, the medical profession, the oil industry. I mean, they've got a specific message that they want out there, and they're so powerful now that they own all the media, just about all the media. Obviously, they don't own this one, but they own so much of the media that the mainstream media puts out just exactly what they want. It has to fit their standards. It has to, you know, go along with the message that they want put out to people. And that message, unfortunately, is absolutely backwards, upside down, reversed a lot of times than what it should be. The most dangerous thing, people ask me many times, what do you think is the most dangerous thing that's going on in society today? And I'm going to tell you what it is. It has been for years now. It happened back when I was a young boy. But the most dangerous thing that's happened to the United States of America in the recent history is they have decided to remove God from everything. Now ask yourself a question. Why would you want to take God out of everything? And I know some people go, well, that's the wrong message for me and my family, and that hurts my feelings. Well, it hurts my feelings when you take it out. And who are you to say that I can't teach something when we live in a nation that has freedom of speech? If you don't like what I'm saying, turn off this radio show. It's that simple. I'm not forcing you to listen to anything I've got to say, but you know what? They want to control the media so that that your only option is to listen to them. That's why they do censorship. That's why they lied about COVID. And by the way, get ready. COVID's going to come back. They're setting a stage right now. They're even doing commercials on TV, I noticed, telling that it's coming back and it's going to be a really particularly horrible strain of it. Don't believe that trash. You know, there's absolutely no scientific evidence that they've ever been able to isolate the COVID-19 virus. It was a lie. It was just a way they had set up to take advantage of us and to take our freedoms away and to force us down the path that they want us to go, to buy the vaccines they want us to buy, to follow the medical guidance that they wanted us to follow. And it's just insane. I mean, are you keeping up with, do you pay attention to how many young people, I'm talking about young people, college students, elementary school students, high school students, athletes of all kinds are just suddenly falling over dead? Oh, no, you know, you don't get that message on the radio. You don't get that on the TV. You don't get that from the newspapers. They're not reporting it. You know why? Because they don't want you to know the truth. Why? Because the truth will set you free, number one. But number two, it'll make you stop listening to their trash, their garbage. And that's my goal today, is to kind of set you up to understand that you've got to start being responsible for the decisions you make. And you know what? How do you know how to make the right decisions? For us, as I was growing up, and probably you too, it was pretty easy to make the right decisions. Why? Because we, most of us, were raised with a very powerful Bible-based family, and in some cases, education. I mean, I remember when I was in elementary school, we said the Lord's Prayer at the beginning of every day, and then we did a Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. What happened to that? Why was it so necessary that they take those things away and get them out of the school system? I'll tell you why. Satan and his minions, those evil ones, just like in the Old Testament, read about how many gods there were with a little g. You do remember now. Remember it's forever. There's only one true and living God. Everything else is a fake, a phony, an imposter. The Antichrist, what does that mean? Instead of Christ, an imposter, a lookalike, not the real thing. So what have they done? Now they've taken the Word of God, which gave us a firm foundation, a direction to go, a path to follow, a way to live based on the Creator Himself. And what have they done? They've replaced it with man's traditions. They're now telling us that man knows more than God. So what have we done? In reality, we have literally replaced God with a capital G with a little g, God, which is an imposter, a fake, a cheat, a thief, a liar. That's what they are. And they don't want us to believe in the true and living God, because why? That sets us free. No, this is not Monday school. However, I am going to teach you some things today that if we don't move back to, we're in trouble. Remember in the Old Testament, I dare you to read it. Some of you out there, you won't read the Bible. You know why? Because somebody poisoned you at a young age to the Word of God and looked at you and said something like, well, you'll never be able to understand that. That's just a book that was written by a bunch of people that don't mean nothing. Listen, don't let that garbage go. It's the biggest selling, most selling book in the history of the world. And yet, a bunch of people out there today hope and pray you never read it for yourself. Now, I challenge you to read it. Read the King James Version and then study it. It says, study to show thyself approved. Remember, Jesus told us that, behold, I have told you all things. So if you want to know the truth, you go there, because only the truth's going to set us free and keep us free. And if we want to maintain our freedoms in America today, we better be on our toes and paying attention to what they're doing to us. But you see, they want you to be responsible to government, not God. They want you to follow the rules of government and not God. They've got their own concepts, their own ideas as to what right and wrong is. You might call it PC or political correctness, which the only purpose for political correctness is to make sure you follow their rules and regulations, their ideas instead of God's. They're doing everything they can, and Satan has always done this. He's done everything he can throughout the history of the world, as we know it, the flesh age especially, to deceive us. It started in the book of Genesis when he deceived Eve and Adam into participating in something they shouldn't have participated in, and no, it was not eating the fruit off of an apple tree. Please don't be blinded by their lies. You see, that's how Satan works. He even gets into the Word of God and changes it so that it's confusing and deceiving so that he can gain power over you. And now I'm going to tell y'all something. You mark my words for it. You're going to see it in your lifetime, even unless you're real old and about to die probably. You're going to see it, and that is you're going to find out that demons, satanic demons, entities are involved in every aspect of our politics today, in every aspect of our government, in every aspect of world government. They're trying to put us all into that deep state, we call it, where they control every aspect of our lives. But you're going to be held responsible for your decisions. So you better be sure that you're listening to the right people. Because let me tell you something, when it comes down to the end, you're going to be judged by how the decisions you made. And let me give you an example of that. You got to remember the prophets in the Bible gave us the Word of God. He spoke it to them, and then they wrote it for us. And what does it say in Ezekiel? And some of you out there, you may have, and if you want to get follow along with me a little bit today, it's Ezekiel chapter 18. I'm going to just do a little bit out of there because I want to make a point, and that is that you're going to be held responsible for the decisions you make. I'm going to be held responsible for the decisions I make. The Bible says that all judgment begins at the pulpit. You better remember that. Are you listening to a preacher who teaches the true Word of God, or are you listening to a preacher who teaches man's traditions and teaches you things that are absolutely against God's will? If you don't know the Bible, how do you know? You know, people out there will tell you, right from wrong. You don't have to read the Bible. What are you talking about? Listen, the most egregious crimes created in history are done by people doing it their way instead of God's way. What? Come on, folks. If God don't matter, then it's just your word against mine. Well, what makes your word better than mine? Let's say you're a pedophile and you think you ought to be allowed to seduce children. What an evil thing. But you think that's okay. Well, if I say it's not, well, then it's just your word against mine, unless what? Unless we get down to the Creator's word. I'm going to put God's word ahead of every one of man's word every time. You know how I make decisions in life? I try to make my decisions based on the Word of God. I put Him first in my life. I study His Word. Why? Because I want to read the instruction manual. I want to know how I'm going to go through this flesh age with the least number of potholes and bumps and actual tragedies, you know? So let's go to the book of Ezekiel and learn why it is, how I say that it's God's Word, not our Word, that matters, that it's God's decisions and not ours that matters, that it's His ideas and concepts of how we ought to live our lives on this earth and not man's, okay? Ezekiel chapter 18, let's start right from the very first verse. The word of the Lord came unto me again, saying, now this is Ezekiel, he's a prophet, and God's talking to him. That's what that verse says. What mean ye that ye use this proverb concerning the land of Israel, saying, the fathers have eaten sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge? You see, you may have been taught in your life that you're paying for the sins of your father, or the sins of your mother, or the sins of your grandfather or grandmother, or even generations past them. Don't listen to that trash. Don't listen to that trash. That's what he's talking about here when he says the fathers have eaten sour grapes and the children's teeth are set on edge. You ever eat a sour grape? Man, it'll make your teeth feel sharp, I call it. They want to stick together almost. It's crazy how, but they're saying that you could suffer from what your father did. If he eats sour grapes, your teeth are going to go on edge. They do not. And that's the point of Ezekiel here. He's trying to make a point. God's trying to make a point to him for us to live by. Verse 3, as I live, saith the Lord God, ye shall not have occasion any more to use this proverb in Israel. In other words, you're not ever going to be able to say that again. You're not going to ever be able to basically, listen to me, blame your circumstances in life, your sins, your problems, your poor decision making on your parents. Now, trust me, parents can lead you in the wrong direction just as sure as preachers can. Think about that. But you don't have to listen. And if you know the Word of God, I mean, ain't nothing wrong with listening, but then you make your decisions based on truth. If your parents are horrible parents and abusive and not only verbally abusive, but maybe physically abusive or even worse than that, sexually abusive, does that mean you've got to be that way toward the children you have? No. You have the power to make up your own mind. If they do things to you that made you feel awful and hurt you and damaged you, surely you're smart enough to go, I'm not doing that to my children. That's what we've got to do today. Listen, we're following people who are evil. I mean, that so-called president of the United States today, and I say so-called because you'll never convince me that he's the true president. It's like that woman said the other day. She said, yes, President Biden is the president of the what? Bankrupt United States of America Incorporated. In what? United States Incorporated. See, that's what happens when you put filthy, trashy, disgusting, evil, perverted people in power. His people under him will be what? Perverted also. And that's what we're suffering from right now. So, I want you to listen to verse 4. Boy, this will hit home. It did for me. Behold, this is God talking, all souls are mine. Listen, you better mark in your mind and remember this forever. You've probably heard people say, oh, such and such soul, they're sold to the devil. That's why they're so rich and so famous and so powerful. They sold their soul. Listen to me. You can't sell something you don't own. Nobody's ever sold their soul to the devil. Now, they may have turned their soul over to the devil, and they may listen to him and go his directions instead of God's directions, but you can't sell your soul. Trust me, in the end, your soul belongs to God, and guess what? You're not going to give accountability to Satan when your soul is in jeopardy on the end. You're going to give accountability to God Almighty. So here we go again, verse 4. Behold, God's making it clear, all souls are mine. As the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. What is the penalty for sin? It's always been, from the beginning, death. Sin leads to death. It's not instant. Adam and Eve didn't die the same day they sinned, but they didn't live 1,000 years. 1,000 years is a day to God, and a day is as 1,000 years. Time don't mean nothing to God, but no man lived over 1,000 years. Methuselah, he didn't live a day, in other words. They did not live a day. If you look at a day as 1,000 years, 969 years was the oldest man in the Bible, Methuselah. He didn't make it a whole day. And that's what God said. You will not live over 1,000 years if you choose to follow Satan. What'd they do? They got involved with Satan and followed his instructions instead of God's. And what did Satan do to get him to do it? He lied. He is the liar of all liars. And his son, Cain, was the first murderer, period. Death come through Satan. Life comes through God. So verse 5, but if a man be just, that means righteous, do what's right. You learn what's right. Where do you get that? Well, the best place to get it's from the Word of God. Not saying you can't learn right from wrong somewhere else, but there's no better place than the Word of God. But if a man be just and do that which is lawful and right, verse 6, and hath not eaten upon the mountains, neither hath lifted up his eyes to the idols of the house of Israel, neither hath defiled his neighbor's wife, neither hath come near to a menstruous woman, and hath not oppressed any, but hath what? Hath restored to the debtor his pledge, hath spoiled none by violence, has given his bread to the hungry, and hath covered the naked with a garment. He that hath not given forth upon usury, neither hath taken any increase, that hath withdrawn his hand from iniquity, hath executed true judgment between man and man, hath walked in my statutes, and hath kept my judgments to deal truly, he is just, he shall surely live, saith the Lord God. Now that don't mean your flesh is not going to die. It's appointed to man, flesh man wants to die. We're all going to die. Now you may be here when Christ sets foot in Jerusalem again. And if you're here, your flesh will go back to dirt right then. And you'll have your spiritual body back. But that is the death of the flesh. And that's what he's talking about here. So what he's saying here is, don't blame your outcome on your parents. And your parents and other people can't look at you and say, surely your mom and dad sinned for you to have this stuff happening to you. That's garbage dump talking. Don't listen to a word of that. Okay? And then God goes right through the rest of it. He that hath oppressed the poor, he goes into that they're going to die. It's just a point. For the wages of sin is death. There's no way around it. Okay? You know, folks, what he's saying in this whole chapter, chapter 18, is he's setting it up so you understand that you are responsible for that which you choose to do on this earth, the decisions you make. You're going to be held responsible for it. Well, listen to me. You take the Word of God as just one example. Excuse me. You take the Word of God as just one example, and you study it, and you learn, and you see that all it is an instruction manual showing you that if you live this way, this old flesh life can be really rewarding. And I'm not talking about financially, that too probably, but that's the least part of it. But it's going to be rewarding with a lot of love surrounding you, a lot of care, a lot of forgiveness, a lot of grace, a lot of mercy, all those things that God taught. I cannot, if for the life of me, I cannot figure out why anybody would not want the Bible taught in our school systems today, when it teaches us the correct way to live, and everybody that's ever lived that way will vouch for it and tell you that it was a better life. It don't mean it was perfect. It don't mean it's not still full of all kinds of turmoil and drama. Boy, today's life is full of drama for sure if you pay attention to the garbage you shouldn't pay attention to. But it does mean this. It means that there'll be more joy, more happiness in your life. And I can vouch for it. I've done it both ways. I went through that stage that raised a child away that have them to go. My parents did that. And when they're old, they will not depart from it. As I got older, I went back to the way they taught me. Oh, I tried Satan's way. I tried the earth's way, man's way. And it got me in so much trouble. It wasn't even funny. And my life was miserable. Oh, I had some good times. Don't get me wrong. But they were not fulfilling. They did not help me to think more highly of myself. So I'm going to skip right over to verse 30 in Ezekiel to finish this. God says, if you live the way that you should, the way I teach you, he says, therefore, I will judge you, O house of Israel, everyone according to his ways. That means according to the decisions they make, And the actions they take, that's what it means, saith the Lord God. Repent and turn yourselves from all your transgressions, so iniquity shall not be your ruin. cast away from you all your transgressions whereby ye have transgressed, and make you a new heart and a new spirit. For why will ye die, O house of Israel? Now listen to this. There's people up there that think God sits up there and just, he's sitting there waiting to see who he can squish today, smack down today. That's opposite of what God is. Listen to verse 32. Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 32. He finishes this chapter with this. For I have no pleasure in the death of him that dieth, saith the Lord God. Wherefore, turn yourselves and live ye. It breaks his heart for one of his children to do wrong. It's breaking his heart right now that our leadership in the United States of America is making so many bad decisions. There's so many of our leaders, our officials, our politicians, our government, and even those outside the government, those in that are wealthy, billionaires, are involved in child trafficking. For what purpose? For child sexual abuse? For child slavery? And listen to this, for child organ stealing. Oh, it's going on. You're going to see it. Mark my words. I hate it's got to happen, but you've got to see the truth, because that's what's going to set you free. And when you see what they've done to our children, how many, you know, we supposedly got rid of slavery in the United States of America. We did not. The 14th Amendment made every one of us slaves to the state, instead of free through God. That's what it did. But even worse than that, human trafficking right now is one of the biggest, most egregious crimes that's going on in the world. It's bringing in billions and billions and over time trillions of dollars for these powerful people. And if you hadn't heard of adrenochrome yet, when you hear about it, it will make you vomit. How they create adrenochrome, which is blood from children, and what they do with it to make themselves feel better and look younger. It is evil at the core. Remember Baal in the Bible? You know what he did? He loved child sacrifice. How evil can you get? You need to pay attention. You're going to find out who is in power that's involved in all this stuff. You're going to see that we're being taught, even in our churches, man's traditions. It should make you want to vomit. I hope and pray, I really do hope and pray, that God will use these words to move you in the right direction. Because as he said, cast away from you all your transgressions whereby you have transgressed, and make you a new heart and a new spirit. For why will you die, O house of Israel? You know who the house of Israel is? They were scattered all over the world. That's us. Right here in the United States of America, they went into across the Caucasus Mountains, they went into Europe, then Canada, and now here. We are the house of Israel. He's asking us to throw away our transgressions. In order to do that, we've got to remove the evil, and the evil is in power. Thank you for listening to today's health update. You see, it's not just about your physical health. It's not just about your mental health. It is those things. But it's also about your spiritual health. I love you. I appreciate you listening. I hope you share this with other people. This is one of those messages that should go viral. Until next time, may God continue to bless all of us with abundant health.
As I said earlier, thank you for choosing to listen to today's health update. If you like what you heard, please consider sharing it with others who need to know the truth. To hear this or any of Roy's shows, go to www.podbean.com, www.podbean.com. And remember, you can learn more by going to our website, www.nhcherbs.com. That's www.nhcherbs.com. Or you can call to get more information at 256-757-0660.